Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Is a very special day, and surely the day of the 9th of Muharram, the day or the night before the 10th, the day of Tasu'a, it is known in many parts of the world. For we know that on this day, the amount of worship, the amount of ibadah, the amount of contemplation, the amount of attaching themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amount of divine inspiration and divine unveilings that occurred on this day is something profound, is something for us that, we cannot understand what happened in the camp of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on this day, where people who knew that they were going to die and were going to be killed in the most outrageous and in the most, illegitimate manner, the next day, they knew it, but yet they didn't flinch an eye. They were firm, they continued on that path, and they did not leave the imam. Even the imam gave them permission to leave, and not one of them left. And the many speeches that occurred on this day by people such as Zuhair ibn Qain, by Habib ibn Mudahir, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon all of them. One of the things that is done by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what has been narrated that he had done from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, is that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the blessings from the killers of Imam al-Hussein. Cursing in the technical term basically means to remove that rahmah and that mercy and blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on these individuals. So it is mentioned in the tradition, for the sake of brevity, we'll cut it down and just mention the important part, that one day Hazrat Zahra salam alayha was holding Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the Holy Prophet took him from her in order to play with him and to greet him and to kiss him and so on. And as he did so, the Holy Prophet says, or he said to Bibi Zahra salam alayha, while Hussein was with him, he said that Allah's curse be upon those who kill you or who will kill you. Allah's curse be upon those who will loot you. May Allah destroy those who will help one another against you. May Allah judge between me and those who will support others against you. So we see here that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who asked, and was the one who initially asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were also other individuals, according to traditions, who did it first. But because the Holy Prophet is the ashraful makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of the best of creation, and his sunnah is something that we should follow, that we see that the cursing of the killers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is also something that is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you. you no more, no more.